Section 1. You will hear a student talking to the student accommodation officer at a college. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. I've just been accepted on a course at the university, and I'd like to try and arrange accommodation in the hall of residence.
Yes, certainly. Please sit down. What I'll do is fill in a form with you to find out a little more about your preferences and so forth.
Thank you.
The student wishes to arrange accommodation in a hall of residence, so hall has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. I've just been accepted on a course at the university, and I'd like to try and arrange accommodation in the hall of residence.
Yes, certainly. Please sit down. What I'll do is fill in a form with you to find out a little more about your preferences and so forth.
Thank you.
So, first of all, can I take your name?
It's Anu Bhatt.
Could you spell your name, please?
Yes. A-N-U-B-H-A-T-T.
Thanks. And could I ask your date of birth?
The 31st of March, 1972.
Thank you. And where are you from?
India.
Oh, right. And what will you be studying?
I'm doing a course in nursing.
Right. Thank you. And how long would you want to stay in hall, do you think?
Well, it'll take 3 years, but I'd only like to stay in hall for 2. I'd like to think about living outside for the 3rd year.
Fine. And what did you have in mind for catering? Do you want to cook for yourself or have all your meals provided? That's full board.
Is there something in between?
Yes. You can just have evening meal provided, which is half board.
That's what I'd prefer.
Yes, a lot of students opt for that. Now, with that in mind, do you have any special diet, anything we should know about?
Yes, I don't take red meat.
No red meat.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Now, thinking about the room itself, we have a number of options. You can have a single study bedroom or you can have a shared one. These are both what we call simple rooms. The other alternative is to opt for a single bedsit, which actually has more space and better facilities. There's about £20 a week difference between them.
Well, actually, my grant is quite generous, and I think the bedsit sounds the best option.
Lovely. I'll put you down for that, and we'll see what availability is like. Now, can I ask some other personal details which we'd like to have on record?
Yes, of course.
I wonder if you could let us know what your interests are. This might help us get a closer match for placing you in a particular hall.
Well, I love the theatre.
Right.
And I enjoy sports, particularly badminton.
Ah, that's worth knowing. Now, what we finish with on the form is really a list from you of what your priorities are in choosing a hall. And we'll do our best to take these into account.
Well, the first thing is I'd prefer a hall where there are other mature students, if possible.
Yes, we do have halls which tend to cater for slightly older students.
And I'd prefer to be out of town.
That's actually very good for you, because we tend to have more vacancies in out-of-town halls.
Lucky.
Yes. Anything else?
Well, I would like somewhere with a shared area, a TV room, for example, or something like that. It's a good way to socialise.
It certainly is.
That's it.
Now, we just need a contact telephone number for you.
Sure, I'll just find it. It's 667549.
Great. So we'll be in contact with you as soon as possible.